More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Wednesday, September 21st edition of the program. We have a big charge against Donald Trump from the Attorney General of the state of New York. Just kidding. It's total crap. It's ridiculous. It's a waste of everybody's time. But we will discuss how this is yet more evidence of Trump derangement syndrome. We shall discuss that. Plus, we have the transgender issue starting to really get more attention now. What's going on with these medical facilities that are increasingly doing surgeries for young children? And also in schools, they're telling kids to change their pronouns and names without parents knowing about it. We will discuss why this is so important to the left. And then, oh yes, more on COVID, because Fauci says it's not over, but they just made a change in New York that makes you think, well, hold on a second, is it over? We're going to discuss all of that. I mean, but first, why are they bringing this case, a civil case against Donald Trump right now? What is this going to lead to? Will there be criminal charges in addition? I'm going to get to that in just a second. Because of your love for MyPillow products and your support, the original My Slippers are almost completely sold out. Because of this, Mike Lindell is launching brand new all-season slipper slides and sandals for as low as $29.98. This is only for a limited time. The slippers are made with a four-layer design to ensure comfort. They also have breathable fabrics. You can wear them all year round. The slides and sandals are very comfortable and durable due to the patented impact gel. Mike guarantees these will be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own. This incredible offer won't last for long, so stock up now. That's slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98 with promo code BUCK. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use promo code BUCK to receive this amazing limited-time offer. They come with a one-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com, promo code BUCK, promo code B-U-C-K. I actually have the slippers, just for anybody wondering, right now. These are the My Slippers. They're amazing. They go with everything. They are super comfortable. You will absolutely love them. If you don't have a pair, why do you hate your feet so much? I mean, don't you want them to be comfortable and warm and feel good? That's what I'm talking about. Producer Mike knows what's up. He's got some My Slippers. All right, Tish James, who is the Attorney General of the state of New York, announced the bombshell that there was inflated real estate valuations that will result in some kind of a civil penalty, maybe in a few years. I mean, the whole thing is such a mess. Here she is talking about the 280-page complaint against Trump.
I'm announcing that today we are filing a lawsuit against Donald Trump for violating the law as part of his efforts to generate profits for himself, his family, and his company. The complaint demonstrates that Donald Trump falsely inflated his net worth by billions of dollars to unjustly enrich himself and to cheat the system, thereby cheating all of us. He did this with the help of the other defendants, his children, Donald Trump Jr., Ivanka Trump, and Eric Trump, and former Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg and Trump Organization Controller Jeffrey McConney.
Here you have the top law enforcement official for the state of New York, the Empire State, my home state, making it sound like, oh, she's finally got Capone and all his Confederates or something like that. This is a joke, friends. This is absurd. Let's just start from this premise. How many of these criminal investigations, or in this case, civil investigations and civil charges, can they bring against Donald Trump that go nowhere, that are meritless, that nothing ever happens, before we realize this is just now a fixation? This is a mania. There's something wrong with these libs. They sit there and they're just like, oh, my gosh, and Trump is going to destroy the republic and the country, so we have to charge him again. They impeached him twice. And for what? They impeached him, after his presidency was over. These libs are out of their minds. There's something honestly wrong with them. And you can see this is a society now with mass hysteria on the left as the norm. The mask wearing, get your fifth COVID vaccine shot. Oh, that's really going to save you. The whole thing. They've lost the plot. Or actually, no, that's not really true. They've lost contact with reality, but their plot, the conspiracy here, is to tear down this country, to put the malcontents, the victims, the unhappy Marxist agitators of our society in charge of everything. And that eventually is the goal. In the meantime, Donald Trump, they think, is some person that if they get rid of him from public life, everything will somehow be better. Everything will be fine. This is nuts. But, you know, I really think that what happened today was Biden was at the UN, the UN General Assembly. Why does the UN even exist? Apparently it exists so that world leaders can complain about the latest conflict that the UN failed to prevent. The UN is ridiculous. It shouldn't be funded by American taxpayers. It does nothing worthwhile. And yet that wouldn't be done by other entities or organizations. It's like, why does the UN even exist? But here we are. Biden speaking at the UN today, and everyone's kind of realizing, oh, he's not actually up for this. He's shouting about his climate change bill. This is the thing. You got to go to the UN to talk about the existential threat of climate change.
From the day I came to office, we've led with bold climate agenda. We rejoined the Paris Agreement, convened the major climate summits, helped deliver critical agreements on the COP26. We helped get two-thirds of the world's GDP on track to limit warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. And now I've signed a historic piece of legislation here in the United States that includes the biggest, most important climate commitment we have ever made in the history of our country, $369 billion toward climate change. Our Department of Energy estimates that this new law will reduce U.S. emissions by 1 gigaton a year by 2030.
This is what this imbecile is focused on while people can't afford groceries and are running up credit card debts. And their household expenses are getting out of control. Biden's focused on the climate output by 2030. No one thinks Biden understands anything about the climate, right? No one thinks that Biden has even the most basic, rudimentary, grammar school level understanding of science. It's apparent that Biden doesn't even know where he is sometimes. right? But this is the focus. Okay. Now we go back to why they're talking about Trump, because as long as we're having to deal with their anti-Trump lunacy, we're not focused in on what's actually going on with the economy. We're not focused in on crime and the border. And you have to ask yourself, what does this mean for us? What does this mean for the country if there is this distraction? If we are forced to litigate and relitigate for the however many times, Trump is the biggest criminal in the history of the world, all this other stuff. These libs are crazy. There's something deeply wrong with them. And reality is no impediment to their goals. Reality does not slow them down. They do not have reality check in their mind. They just want what they want. They're going to do whatever they can to get there. So we sit here and say, we've got to stop them. We've got to prevent them from achieving political power. Why is it that there are surgeries happening for that involve children, that the moment we start to talk about it, the moment that there are transgender procedures being performed and they're getting attention, there is this effort to both hide and attack. Hide what's going on, attack those who are talking about it. We will discuss this. We'll get into this in a second, because this election, one part of this that I think is so critical for all the parents across the country, the left has been coming for your children. It's not that they will come for your children. They have been. They are trying actively and have been trying actively to come after your kids. We'll discuss that in just a moment. Data breaches can happen at any time, and you won't even know about it. These companies that hold, you know, the payment information you have, your home address, your phone number, maybe even your social security number, it's all just based on your belief that these companies can keep that stuff secure. But you know what? Breaches occur. Just recently, a couple of million student borrowers had their information exposed. And you usually don't find out about this until you have a credit card in your name that you didn't take out that's running up huge, huge debts. That's why you need Norton LifeLock. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives, because your personal information is exposed so often, and it makes it dangerously easy for cybercriminals to steal your identity. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own, like loans taken out in your name. And if you do become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist at LifeLock will work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year with promo code BUCK. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go online to LifeLock.com and use promo code BUCK for 25% off. That's LifeLock.com, promo code BUCK. So here is Dr. Ellen Clayton at Vanderbilt University Medical Center. And I mean, this is fascinating to hear. It's terrifying in a lot of ways, too. Talking about, and, you know, hat tip to Matt Walsh, the Daily Wire, for putting this information out there. She has been warning publicly that conscientious objectors, this is in a speech given at Vanderbilt Medical Center, that anybody who has a problem with this is themselves a problem. Here she is.
If you are going to assert conscientious objection, you have to realize that that is problematic. You are doing something to another person, and you are not paying for the cost for your belief. I think that's a real issue. I just want you to take home that saying that you're not going to do something because of your conscientious, because of your religious beliefs, is not without consequences, and it should not be without consequences. And I just want to put that out there. If you don't want to do this kind of work, don't work at Vanderbilt.
If you don't want to do this kind of work, transgender surgeries for kids, for adolescents, you shouldn't work at Vanderbilt. Now, okay, well, let's talk about this for a moment. Do any of these medical practitioners who are advocating for these surgeries, do any of them have anything to say about the massive increase in the last 10 years in children, effectively, whether they're 5 all the way up to 15, 16 years old, you know, pre-adults, all of a sudden deciding that they need to have they are a different gender? Do any of these medical practitioners have evidence to show us? This is about medicine, right? If I ask a heart doctor, how effective is this atrial bypass or whatever you're doing, they'll have statistics. They'll say, here's the upside, here's the downside, here's how effective it is, right? If you have a double bypass operation, they say, look, these are the risks, this is going on. Top surgery for a teenager. What are the complications of that? What are the long-term emotional impact considerations that should be taken into account? Is any of that something they even think about? Do they even know? They don't even think about it. And actually, here's Vanderbilt saying, and again, this is from whistleblowers who have gone to Matt Walsh, the Daily Wire, has put this out there. Vanderbilt University is saying they have individuals who have started gender-affirming hormones at age 16.
We can provide gender-affirming hormones on an individual who is on a pubertal blocker, depending on whatever kind of blocker they've chosen or we have discussed with them, or they can present to us at a later stage of puberty, and then we provide the gender-affirming hormones. Previously, the Endocrine Society recommended to start these at age 16, but we all know that would be delayed puberty, right? Not 16-year-olds don't start puberty. So more recently, they did update that to say as early as 14 for compelling reasons. So we have some individuals who have started gender-affirming hormones at 13 or 14 to be more like their peers.
Notice that she says that at 13 or 14, they're taking hormones. This is horrible for people's health. Just to understand, this is bad for their there are all kinds of health issues that come from this. Of course there are. Taking drugs to block one of the most natural and critical processes of the body, effectively becoming a physical adult, they're blocking it. What happens to these people? What happens to these people who are obviously in emotional and psychological duress, and they go to the medical community and they're just rushing them through these surgeries, these procedures as fast as they can? What is life like for them at 25? Does anyone tell them that this may make them sterile? Does anyone tell them that there are all kinds of complications of top surgery, which is the removal of female breasts, that have lifelong implications? There's pain. There's all. And for what exactly? How is this benefiting children? Look, if they were so clear that this was absolutely the right course of action, why is it that the moment we start talking about, if I said I wanted to sit down and speak to a cardiac surgeon from a hospital, I want to speak to an orthopedic surgeon who does, you know, hip replacements and shoulder surgeries, I'd say, great. Oh, absolutely. We'll talk about it. How many have you done? What are the long term? The moment you want to talk at any of these, whether it's in Boston Children's Hospital recently or now Vanderbilt University Medical System, the moment you want to talk about this stuff, they go, hey, hold on. And then you start having the activists saying, oh, they're getting death threats. And oh, this is, you're endangering the lives of these practitioners. That's just shutting down the discussion. Okay, people get death threats all the time about all kinds of things, including me. And you know what? Like, this is unfortunate, the world we live in. There's a lot of psychos running around there. So we should be able to talk about this medical procedure without it being shrouded constantly and then people being shouted down for wanting more information about it. Something very wrong is happening here, and we all know it. They are preying upon kids. This is an intellectual, ideological fashion of the left that we should have as many people as possible transitioning. They can never fully transition. There's no such thing as a full transition. You are never going to be a woman if you are born a man. You're never going to be a man if you are born a woman. That is medical fact. They can't do it. It does not exist. It is not reality. So they keep saying gender affirmation, but they're not turning 13-year-old girls into young men. They're turning them into 13-year-old girls who, after the surgery, will never have breasts, will never have kids, will never have normal hormones, and will never have a normal life. It's a pretty damn big deal, isn't it? But the activist community is psychotic about this. Psychotic about it on the left. Oh my gosh, you talk about this and they want to come out. They want to ruin you. They want to ruin your life. We're talking about protecting kids from a hysteria. Just like the medical hysteria we saw around COVID, there is a hysteria around gender affirmation. It used to be called gender transition. Notice, they won't even admit that they're changing something. They are affirming what is already there. Notice they just changed that language the last few years. What else do you have to know about this? They are lying to you. There are lies at the heart of this, which is why they have to shut down opposition. They are hurting kids. They're hurting children. And you'll also notice a very troubling reality. The same left-wing activists who will say that this is great, we need more of these gender affirmation surgeries, gender transition, okay? We need more of those to be going on. And we need to shut down anybody who points out rapid onset gender dysphoria, which was just a term that came together with children who are around other children and see one girl decide she's a boy. All of a sudden, the chance of there being others is like 1,000% increase. And this happens all over the place. Oh, no, it's because they're just establishing who their true selves are. No, it's because they're kids. They're impressionable. People get a lot of attention. All the adults start catering to the needs of this person right away. We all understand what's happening here, but very few people are brave enough to really do anything about it because the activists will destroy you. The left will destroy you. The Democrat Party. The Biden White House is on board for this. This is not some fringe. This is the reality now. They're just trying to turn the temperature up slowly but surely to boil the frog without the frog noticing. That is what they are doing. And they're doing all these gender transition surgery stuff, and it's appalling and it's wrong. And, you know, you'll also notice the left defending the drag queen story hour stuff, and forget that for a second even, or put that aside. The drag queen shows for kids that are highly sexualized. I mean, on Tucker's show, he's been showing this teacher in Canada that has these massive fake breasts and long hair, and they're saying this is fine. This is a teacher who is exposing children to this person's sort of twisted sexual fantasies and issues, and the system in Canada defends this. This is reality. I know it's really off-putting that there's so much of this out there, but this is the reality, and we do have to face it. We do have to fight against this for children because they can't fight themselves. And then just on to scientific malpractice, I guess, continuing with that thought here. Fauci spoke again. Fauci, this guy is obsessed with the limelight. He is the worst public health bureaucrat in the modern history of the United States. I mean, I don't know if you could find a person who has been more reckless and done more damage to more people with his wrong pronouncements than Dr. Anthony Fauci. It's just a reflection of the reality. Here he is saying that Biden, no, the pandemic's not really over. It's effectively little Fauci saying, I'm still really important. I'm a really important person. You all have to keep listening to me.
The intensity of the outbreak now, even though it is, I believe, unacceptably high, where we're having 400 deaths per day, when you compare it to the fulminant stages we've experienced over the past year or so, where we used to have 800 to 900,000 cases per day, and over 3,000 deaths per day. We are much better off now, but we are not where we need to be if we're going to be able to, quote, live with the virus.
Where does he think we need to be? I'm going to tell you, we need to be in a place where Fauci is on TV every day again, where Fauci is the most important voice in American public life again. We do not have vaccines that stop the spread. We do not have vaccines that prevent death, even. Not at the levels they told us. Might help you a little bit for a period of time, maybe. It's like the flu shot, which everyone knows. Yeah, maybe it helps, maybe it doesn't. You know, you take it, you try it. but we're not where we need to be. So what? We're going to just mask. We're going to mask up for 1% of our day-to-day lives again? Only on planes. This guy is absolutely terrible. But Karine Jean-Pierre also got in on this. Biden, the president, when he says the pandemic is over, he doesn't mean that the pandemic is over.
Just to step back for a second, what we saw during that interview, 60-minute interview, when he made those comments, he was walking through the Detroit car show, the halls of the Detroit car show, and he was looking around. We have to remember the last time that they had held that event was 3 years ago. Even as we're talking about UNGA, the president's going to speak shortly, as I just mentioned, that hasn't been held in person for about 3 years as well. So we are in a different time. He's been very consistent about that.
Okay. So he's at the Detroit car show. What does that have to do with anything? Doesn't matter. Just saying something. Just saying some stuff about something that changes what Biden said, because is he really the president? Who knows? Somebody else is calling the shots. You do wonder who makes the most important decisions for this White House. And then there's the mayor of New York City, by the way, who just ended the COVID vaccine mandate for the private sector, but not for the public sector, because, you know, hashtag science. Play clip six.
We will also provide additional flexibility to business by lifting the private sector mandate on November 1st. This put the choice in the hands of New York businesses. And it's imperative that we're asking them to continue to encourage their employees to get their vaccines and booster shots.
Vaccines and boosters. Talking about shot number 5 right now, everybody. Like I've been telling you, these libs are crazy. The only way that we can handle this, we gotta stop them from being able to make us do stuff that is crazy. That's it. Got to take power out of their hands. That's the way. That is the way. Thanks for hanging out here, team. Appreciate it. Talk to you tomorrow. Shields high.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes. The families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie, because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear, because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.